Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi speaking and I hope you are having a great day today. Welcome to Glam with Grace podcast. I am so excited to be back. Okay, did you miss me? I know you missed me. Well, I am so excited to be back. It's been an amazing 2 months. Well, actually, 1 month. I took a month from recording because we came back from all of our trips from Nigeria to England and I'm back. And I'm back on track. But today, I am so excited. I told the Lord that I do not want to be recording podcasts anymore if I don't have a clear direction as to how to go about this. And I normally reach out to the Lord and pray, you know, pray about my topics and what He wants me to talk about. So today, I'm really excited. Honestly, very, very excited about today's topic. Because I really know that a lot of us might be struggling in this aspect. Because I really did struggle a lot. I am super guilty. And that's the reason why I can talk about this, right? To try to encourage you in your journey of faith and in business as well. So welcome again to my podcast. I'm going to do a little introduction so you understand what the season is about. And I'll be back. All right. Hi, guys. How are you? This is Jumi. And welcome to Glammed with Grace. Welcome to Season 3 of Glammed with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend, Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious... So, rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So, I am honoring his memory. So, welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all. In life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing, amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you.
Okay, guys, I'm back. And I'm honestly so excited to have you on today. Thank you for tuning in. I don't know what time of the day it is because I know I have quite a few listeners from different parts of the world. But whatever time it is, it doesn't matter. You are meant to be here today. And I am so glad to have you. So welcome again to Glam with Grace podcast. You know, I get really excited about this. The fact that I'm still going on with this and being consistent. I really pat myself on the back for that. Because if you've been following me on Instagram, you know I've been talking about the power of consistency, why it's important to be consistent. You know, a lot of us, we start something and we're not consistent in it. And that's the reason why we fail or we're not productive or we don't see results, right? And I even remember with Glam Naturally Oil, this is one thing that I always tell the customers, like, if you want to see results, there's one thing about you purchasing the product, but if you're not using it consistently, don't come back to me in a month or two telling me it didn't work for you because you've not actually been consistent with it. So with consistency comes result. And one thing that I'm actually going to say I'm proud of myself for this year is journaling. That was one of my New Year's resolution, and I am really proud of myself. Sometimes we really need to be proud of ourselves when we're doing something that we say we're gonna do, especially if it's on your New Year's resolution list and you're still keeping up with it. So well done to me, Olajumoke Ogunyemi. I'm so proud of you. Well done on being consistent with journaling. I have journaled every single day since January 1st of this year. And even when I get too tired and I don't journal, I come back to that day and, you know, try to remember the day and I journal down the day. Because I realized that, you know, as I grow older, I lose some of my memories and writing things down, and not just things down, just writing down the amazing thing that God does for you every day, like waking up and not having to be on the ventilator.com. That is something to be thankful for. So just those little things. So I call it my little love letter to the Lord daily. I write to the Lord and I tell him about my day and I tell him about the things that I didn't like about my day and the things that I would like him to do the next day. Okay, Jesus. All right, Lord, my Father, my Savior. So that's basically why I'm so proud of myself, because yes, I have journaled every single day, and this is October, okay? Because remember, whatever you do consistently for 30 days becomes an habit, right? So I am really proud of myself in that. So one thing else that I know I have never been consistent about, and I really feel like if I really stay consistent, I'll be like one of the most fittest person on earth. Because you know, you do know that when you're working out, well, it is working out and being consistent with it. One thing you should know is 80% of what you eat to be fit and 20% workout. So I'm quite good with the eating part. Even my husband would literally testify to this. I'm very, very strict and very... I could put myself on a diet and stick to it. Or I could decide that in 1 week, I want to lose this pound. I'm going to do this, da, da, da. I can do that. But for you to get me to go to the gym, it's a problem. Like, honestly, My husband literally have to guilt me into going to the gym. Like, my husband is one of those, I think, you know, it takes a special anointing, because I am begging God to give me that anointing of just being able to wake up one in the morning and go work out after my quiet time. But my husband can literally step in the gym. It's just an anointing that God gave him. I don't have that, okay? I struggle with that. So since the beginning of this, well, I think it was the mid-September, I started going out working out 2 times a week, like not just working out at home, because kudos to the fit moms that can do it from their home. I can't. I have the machine downstairs. I have everything. But it's just I need to be motivated, okay? And that motivation takes extra motivation. So if I go to the gym and carry myself and actually get there, I know that I can definitely achieve my workout goal. So my goal for September was to work out 2 times a week, and I just work out, go to the gym, and that's a different goal, right? To go to the gym and be consistent, even if it's 2 or 3 times, do it, Olajumoke, do it consistently, right? So I have been, you know, documenting this and posting this on my stories, sometimes on my post as well, to let people know that, look, this is hard for me, okay, this is a big deal, but I'm doing it, and I'm trying to show you guys that, you know, consistency, it can be hard. And by the way, today's topic is not consistency. Why am I, okay, I probably should have spoken about consistency today, but today we're not talking about consistency. But I wanted to just drop it there that honestly, you can achieve your goal if you're really determined to achieve your goal. But today's topic, it's something that is very dear to my heart. The Holy Spirit actually dropped it in my spirit, and I'm not kidding you. I've been telling the Lord that I need to go back to podcasting, and I need Him to inspire, you know, this season, even though I know Raheem, for those that have listened to the introduction, is really the biggest inspiration to this, because I need to keep his memories even going in my heart. And I promised him before he passed on that, Raheem, you know what? I'm going to keep podcasting. I'm going to have fun doing it. But why? How have fun doing it, of course. But the Holy Spirit, I've been talking to him and telling him that, you know what? I really need to start recording again. But I need you to help me in choosing the topics and what you want me to talk about. So like I said in the introduction, today we're actually going to be talking about the power of trusting God, especially in your business or even in your family or in your relationship, in your marriage, in your personal life, in your business life, in your career. It doesn't matter what it is, but the Holy Spirit just dropped it there. Talk about the power of trusting me, because it's something that I struggled with, honestly. I struggled with trusting God 100%, because sometimes we feel like we got it all, we can do it all by ourselves, right? I could run that business by myself. I don't need the Lord. Or I can be in that marriage and be okay, and where I'm never going to be in a situation where there's going to be a divorce. I don't need the Lord. Or I can raise my child 100%. I can raise my child. I don't need the Lord to help me raise my child. You know, so, and it's not that we're saying that out loud, but our actions is saying that we don't need the Lord. Yes, I've been guilty. Amen. Yes, I am going to come out here and let you know that I've been in situations where I thought, you know what? I don't need the Lord. And one of those is sometimes in my business. I realized that even in the beginning part of my business, I got so focused into building a brand that the God element was not in there 100%. It was, you know, my God, and I will pray on my product. I will do all of that. But when it comes to some of my big decision making, I wouldn't go to the Lord and pray to Him or ask for His guidance. Or, oh God, should I do this? Oh God, is this really going to benefit my company? Or am I going to do this and completely fail? I found myself not doing that, you know, and God had to teach me a lesson. And God is like, it's like a parent, right? You know, sometimes when your mom and dad tells you to do something, or they imply that you should do something, and you just never did it, and there are consequences to your actions, right? Or they tell you, oh, if you do this certain way, this is what's going to happen. You don't listen to them, and you go ahead and do it that way. Your earthly parent will still love you, right? They'll still find a way to make you know that you still have to learn your lesson. And that's how God is. It's like it's a healthy father, but even way better than that. You know, it will find a way to bring you your attention. Like, it's not, I would say, maybe smack it into you. And that's what I had to go through. He had to be smacked into me. And I'm going to be very transparent with you guys. I'm going to tell you one situation that I had in my business and how I didn't involve the Lord in it. I just thought, oh my God, I need to keep making, you know, product. The sales is so high that I can't handle the volume. I just, you know, decided to just keep working on production. Was the one, and it was Raheem, actually. Raheem. So we're like, you know what, Jimmy? This was in 2019. Oh, Jimmy, by the way, we're going to scale so well and do really good that you are going to need help. And I've been researching companies. So you researched about 5 companies back then, and we viewed all of their terms and conditions, their policies, to see if they aligned with ours. And I decided to go with one company. And this company was going to be in charge of our logistics, which is the shipping process. So that can be taken away from me. So I can have more time in production, more time in content creation, more time in being involved and hands-on in the business to help it grow, right? That was a good advice. It was a good decision. It's not a bad, it's an amazing and fantastic decision, by the ways. I was like, oh, you know what, Raheem? That makes sense. Let's do this. You know, let's make this happen. So he did the research and then I chose this company. And I'm not going to be saying the company because I don't believe in trashing anybody, regardless of how bad they treat me. Okay, that's between them and God. So the company came into the brand. And the company was supposed to take that problem of me shipping the products and my family, you know, taking away our family time, the time they were meant to be bonding as family, we're shipping products to people, to take that, you know, that away from us, which is a very good thing, right? So we chose this company, and for those that know Glam Naturally Oil and know the brand, you know, a lot of the labeling, a lot of the products, they're quite similar in nature. And that was what I did from the beginning, you know. So if anybody's going to be shipping my product or helping me, they need to have a point on system in place that they're not going to send the wrong. So instead of sending air growth oil, they're sending braid oil or just sending the wrong thing because the branding is quite similar, but they're different things, of course. I make the decision based on what Raheem suggested, right? I never went on my knees. I never went to the Lord to ask him, God, do you want me to choose this company? Or is this what you feel like is going to actually benefit my company? Because sometimes the decisions you make in your business, that's why it's important as a business owner, the decisions you make in your business can either ruin your business or take that your business to the next level. So it's very important when you're serving the Lord in business to always stick. That's why I love David. David inquired. There's how many times in the Bible they say, David inquired of the Lord. David inquired of the Lord. And David inquired of the Lord. David inquired of the Lord for everything. I can do that. You know, but it takes a special grace, right? Before, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? Shall I recover all, Lord? And the Lord would tell him, yes, pursue. Yes, overtake. Yes, recover all. Because I'm with you and I got you like that, right? And I'm like, gosh, that's the kind of relationship we should be having with the Lord and the Holy Spirit and Jesus. That's the same kind of relationship we should be having, you know. So in everything in your business, inquire of the Lord. I didn't. I just went based on research. I went based on reviews. I went based on Google reviews. I went based on the structure of their company. I went based on what everybody else is saying. I didn't go based on what the Lord is telling me. But I had to make a fast decision because the company was growing so fast in 2019 that I just couldn't keep up. I couldn't keep up. So I had to make a decision. Anyways, we went ahead with this company. And lo and behold, literally 2 weeks later, problems started. As soon as I started shipping the products out to the customers, we were getting complaints here and there. Oh, I ordered the braid oil. I got the hair oil. Oh, I ordered this. And the most annoying thing, a lot of this were even international customers. So which ended up costing us a lot of money. We lost a lot of customers. A lot of first-time customers didn't trust us anymore because, you know, once that bad taste is in the amount. Oh, is that a company that sends the wrong product to their customers? I didn't know what to do. I was devastated. I was shattered. I felt like, okay, I am building a reputation. I am building a brand with a good reputation. And this company is ruining my reputation. You should have seen me. I would cry. I would like, oh my God. So eventually we had to stop working with the company. We only worked with them for 3 months. Well, that's a long time because it was just, you know me, and this is the kind of person that I am. Like when you come into my life, I give you a chance, you know, if you do something bad to me or you do something wrong, I will confront you. That's my personality because I can't sleep at night knowing that I'm upset with somebody. I just can't. I can't let anything affect my peace. I gave them one chance. I told them how I felt. I gave them 2 chances. I'm like, you guys have to have something in place. Come on. I mean, you've been in business for so long. You have to be familiar with a brand that has the same branding, different things. Anyways, it was a disaster. Horrible, 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 horrible decision. Disaster, disaster, disaster. Complaints, complaints, complaints. I couldn't
take it anymore. Business owners, I give it to you. Well done. It's not easy. And sometimes, a lot of times, it's not your fault. You have to make decisions. You have to keep going. You know, we make decisions to try to better our business, and sometimes it comes back to hurt us, right? And that's why you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Lord. You need the Holy Spirit to be your personal assistant. You know, and I had to learn that the hard way. So now things are different. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why I can talk about this, because it's a process. I went through this, and sometimes I still do it. And then I had to question myself and pinch myself. Come on. You need to go to the Lord for that. The Lord cares about the tiniest little bitty details about you. Yesterday, I had to go to a conference, and I was asking the Holy Spirit, what should I wear today? But yeah, is that serious? I do love the way I look. I like my appearances, and I like the way I look, and I involve the Holy Spirit. The, oh, Holy Spirit, what can I wear today? And it reminded me of this jacket I have not worn in forever. That was what I wore. Do you understand what I mean? That's exactly, you have to have a deeper relationship with Him, with the Spirit. Let Him be your personal assistant. And then fast forward 2021. Raheem is no longer here, but I have some people on my team. And I told them, okay, because I knew we had to go to Nigeria and our logistics, because after that incident happened, it's been so hard for me to trust any other company to take care of our logistics aspect, because I was just so traumatized. But that first experience, that I wasn't even going to give any company a chance. But then here it goes. I had a situation. I had no choice but to find a solution. So we knew we were going to Nigeria and England, and we're going to be away for a month. So I had about 4 months and the team to start researching for the best company that would not only align to our values and everything, but would not make the same mistake the first company made. I told the team to research, but then I took it to the Lord. I said, God, just lead my team in the right direction this time. Lead them in the right way. Let them begin to. And I told them, I was very specific. I don't want a company that is away in Florida, anything like that. No, because I want to save money in shipping. I want a company that I can drive up to, so not far from me. So that was I gave them, you know, the criteria that we needed. That I can drive up to, I can see how they work. I can, because no one is going to try to, you know, destroy what I've built again by making little mistakes like that. It makes a huge impact in customer retention, and you want to make sure that part, especially that part, nothing affects it. So I told them what my criteria was. I told the Holy Spirit what my criteria was, and I told the Holy Spirit to lead them in the right direction, because at this point, I am just not trusting anybody anymore in this situation. But the Lord came through. Oh, the Lord came through. He actually gave us two choices. And the choice that we went with was, it's been, honestly, this year has not been the greatest. But when it comes to logistics, it's been the best, okay? We found this company that aligned with, they understood, okay, your products are similar. We actually work with barcodes. They're going to, guys, if I tell you, I have never felt this much peace and had much time to be able to do anything for myself. The logistic company has been fantastic, honestly. And if you're in business and you're scaling and you need a company, come into my DM, okay? Come into, or email me, or just send me a message on Jumi Grow, on Facebook, on Instagram, and I can send you their information. They didn't give me, I mean, the first month was a little bumpy because it's a new company, they have to get used to it, but we never had any customer complaints, the glory of God, that they got the wrong product or this happened. We haven't had any complaint. And I'm like, God, wow. Like, for real, wow. It's that simple. Take it to the Lord. Trust that it will handle the situation and it will direct your path. I can't even explain this any better to you, why it is important for us to trust the Lord 100%. About that situation that you're going through, trust Him 100%, and it will begin to give you clarity, and it will begin to direct your path. One of my favorite Bible verse is in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, and I love the way the Amplified Classic Version puts it, okay? And it says, lean on, trust in, and be confident. Do you know the meaning of confidence? When you are, you're confident means you're proud. You know that this is for sure in the Lord. Be confident in the Lord with all. It didn't say some of your heart. It didn't say a little bit of your heart. It said with all of your heart and mind. So your heart, your soul, your body, your mind. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Do not rely, meaning whatever you think you know, throw it into the garbage. Yeah, that's it. That's simple. Whatever you think you know about business sometimes, just throw it into the garbage. Because if you can do that and let go, look, God, this is all you. You take the driver's seat. I am literally just chilling. Take care of me, God. Take care of the situation. I trust in you, Father. I know you're going to handle this for me. I am not going to put any of my insight because I don't know anything. I'm not going to put my understanding because my understanding is rubbish sometimes or most times. You understand what? Like coming to the Lord with all humility. That's what I had to do because I know I have been hurt in business so many times. But then in this situation, I don't want to be in Nigeria or in England and just being worried sick and flooded with customer services issues that I cannot take care of because I'm away from everything. And God gave me so much peace. I can't explain to you guys how much peace I felt during the time that I was next to my husband, burying his mom, which was one of the most difficult times of our lives. And God just found a way to, you know, comfort us and make sure that I don't go crazy in Nigeria when everything is not going right in America. So that part, I give the glory to the Lord. I am very thankful. I am openly telling the world, God, that I love you with all my heart, that I love you so much. And I am so thankful for that miracle. I am so thankful. So it's that simple. What is it that you're going through that you just really feel like that's it? No hope. For a second, put that problem aside. Put that problem, that situation, and just focus on the Lord. Turn your attention to the Lord instead and let him begin to direct you. Let him begin to send the right help to you at the right time. It will all make sense. Trust me, it will. If you can 100% rely on the Lord, it will all come together, okay? And I do truly hope that you are encouraged. I pray that this helps you, like it helps me, it's helping me. And I pray that this is going to touch your life in a different way. You know, sometimes we need to hear it in a different way. But yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about today. The process of trusting the Lord 100% in your business, in your marriage, in your children's life, in whatever it is. The enemy will always challenge us. It will never stop challenging us. But if we can just hold on to God, in spite of it all, it will guard you. It will guard your heart. It will give you peace. So I think this is the end of, this is quite long. It had to be this long. But this is the end of today's podcast. I truly hope you were blessed. You know I do love you with the love of God. I really do. And I mean that when I say that. If you're not following me on Instagram, what are you doing? Type in Jumi, J-U-M-M. I am for mother, grow, G-R-O-W, same name on Instagram and Facebook. Follow me. If you send me a message, if this has blessed you in any way, please do let me know. And also, be a cheerful giver and share this with someone that you think might need this today. Thank you so much and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.